And Art Hughes is here this morning. The mayor's not here, but the mayor pro tem is. You doing all right today?
I am, Scott.
Have I congratulated you on being mayor pro tem? Congratulations,
I don't think
if
you
not.
Have.
All right, so there you go. You get to sit in there close to the mayor, and he can whisper all these things to you about, you know, stuff that's going on out there. We've got a new council.
We do.
We have a new member on the council.
So
how do you see the dynamic necessarily changing with the after the elections?
Oh, it's I would say it's changed a lot, but the result has been, you know, the meetings have been a little longer because whenever you have somebody new interjecting their thoughts and information, well, you know, you have to weigh all of that, and it just extends the meeting a little longer, but.
That's government, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, we were talking earlier this morning. This week, Austin elected 10 new city council members.
Wow.
Only one council member from the old council. They went to single-member district. They'd been at large. Wow. So they have a new mayor and 10 new council members.
Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah. So on a day when you think it's going badly, it could have gone a lot worse if you have to do that. But actually, you have a lot of end of you have new business that has to really be taken up at the end of the year. You have budgetary situations that have to be looked at. And tell me basically, from your standpoint, what do you see in the priorities in this budget as far as years past, any changes that would be necessarily observant?
I don't think so. One of the new things we have to deal with, it's not a problem, but we do have to decide how to deal with it, is the funds from the oil leases. Of course, you know, we've always had a little bit of money coming in from that, but here lately that's increased considerably. We feel like it's probably unwise to just throw that into the general fund like it'll always be there, and do our spending budgets according to that. But since it's such a fleeting amount of money, at times we're thinking we'll make a line item of it, and I'm not saying everybody agrees with me on this, but it'll be in the general budget. We'll make a line item be very careful when we use that money.
Well, and you say fleeting. I mean, we're already seeing it. Boy, the oil prices have already plummeted here in the last couple of months. And so, yeah, probably a wise move that you don't want to anticipate that money will always be there, because good times are here sometimes. But I'm sure, as the people in Midland can tell you, there are always bad times that come behind them. You just have have to watch for that. Anything else going on in your radar? What's in your world right now?
Well, of course, you may or may not know, it is the Christmas season.
I've heard about that. Mm-hmm. It's in all the papers.
I would like to make everybody aware of the something that's going on near downtown, and that's Breakfast with Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
This is something you may enjoy.
Yeah, right.
Even though it is a busy time of year, Santa's going to take time to have breakfast with those who want to attend at the Neal Recreation Center on Martin Luther King. And he will be visiting with the kids from Bryan before he starts on his long journey.
What's the date of that? When's that going to be happening?
That will be the 20th.
Wow. Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's coming up Saturday.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. You know, the reindeer will be ready to haul when they get out of there. And it'll be on Saturday, December 20th from 9 until 11. It'll be free to NRC members, which is the Neal Recreation Center members, and it'll be $5 for non-members. And activities will include, you can have your photo taken with Santa, have breakfast with Santa, movie, and crafts.
Oh, man.
So they're hoping that a lot of the kids will show up that morning.
It's the whole idea, that's for sure. All right, well, listen, I want you and your family to have a great holiday. And
Same to you, Scott.
Look forward to seeing you in the new year with all sorts of new fun in the city of Bryan, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. All right, Art Hughes, the mayor pro tem, in this morning for the mayor of Bryan.